Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section. Session that deals with the importance of keeping the heart clean. Keeping the heart clean and keeping other people's hearts clean also by our conversations and our speech. So the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought, a very important chapter. Babu an-nahyi 'ani naqli al-hadithi wa kalami an-nas ila wulati al-umuri idha lam tad'u ilayhi hajatun ka khawfi mufsidatin wa nahwi. The chapter on the prohibition of conveying tales and discussions to people who are in authority when there is no need to discuss this, because there is no fear of any type of corruption, etc. What it means is sometimes there is a need to take a certain information to a person in authority. Example, there is a group of people, they are sitting and they are talking, and they are deciding that tomorrow we are going to rob this house, or we are going to defraud this person. Now the person that is sitting there, of sound mind, sound intellect, intelligent thing for him to do is to report this to the police, report it to somebody who can do something about it. So there is some benefit for the people, there is benefit for that person, and these type of people, the syndicates that are operating, they'll get exposed, and now the whole community will be at ease. Or even if it means one person being saved, then it's good enough to take that information and go to the people of authority. What Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is explaining is, if there's no benefit of taking that information even to the authority, then don't even do that. One is, we shouldn't be taking it to the general public. But even if there is no benefit in taking it to the authority, for example, one person didn't come for Fajr Namaz, we didn't see him there for 2 or 3 days for Fajr Salah. Now unnecessarily to take it and go and tell somebody that, you know, this person in authority, they go and tell him, he didn't come for Fajr Namaz today, I didn't see him coming for Fajr Namaz yesterday. So now he's carrying stories, that's not necessary. There's no need, nobody's going to be harmed. There's no fear of corruption and harm coming to the public by this person not coming to the masjid for a few days. Maybe he was not well, maybe he was sick. If a person is genuinely concerned and he's got that relationship with him, he should talk to him directly rather than taking that information and going to someone else. So this is teaching us one thing, is how important it is to keep that heart clean. And the next thing we learn is we don't assist. The ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak explains, وَلَا تَعَابَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not assist, Allah Pak is instructing, do not assist each other in sin and transgression. When one person does wrong, another person mustn't assist him in this transgression. Why? By firstly, for him to mention about somebody else is not right. Now to take that news and to take that story to the third person and fourth person, this is not right. We don't assist in sin. If somebody has done it, he has done it, but we don't assist in any further transgression. This hadith that we'll do, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought one hadith in this section, but this hadith is enough for us to understand how important it is to keep this heart of ours clean. And Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la yuballighuni ahadun min ashabi an ahadin shay'a fa inni uhibbu an akhruja ilaykum wa ana salimu sadr. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, none of my sahaba should convey to me anything evil about someone else, because I like to come out to you with a clean heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, none of my sahaba should convey anything to me about someone else. In other words, don't come tell me about somebody else, because I like to come out to you with a clean heart. Ulama take out a very delicate point from here, or a very amazing point from here, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his household also, he never used to talk about anybody. And the reason for this, and the reason how they take out this point from this hadith, is that he said, I like to come out to you with a clean heart, meaning his heart wasn't polluted in his house. His heart had stayed clean in the house. Now when he's coming out to sahaba, please don't pollute my heart. In my house also, we didn't speak about anybody. We had a very clean household. Our pastime wasn't speaking about other people. We didn't do these type of things. So when I'm coming out to you, you also don't relate anything to me that will spoil my heart about any of my sahaba. It was a practice at that time of the munafiqeen to come and give bad news and to come give wrong information to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the believers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't want this. Another point that ulama explained is that for a person to be teaching someone, for a person to be the teacher and other person to be the learner, or for a person to generally benefit somebody, his heart for that person must be clean, then that person can benefit. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest benefactor. So for him, for his heart to be totally clean for the ummah was very, very important. So therefore he said, don't come and tell me stories. If perhaps my heart has a little bit of disinclination towards a particular sahabi, that person will become mahroom. He'll be deprived of getting this benefit from me. I don't want anybody to be deprived from any type of benefit from me. So this was the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his sahaba, and this was the love that he had for us. So this heart also is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person very clean. Therefore you find a child, everyone likes a child. A child, everyone wants to hold with, everyone wants to play with the child. Why is it so? One of the reasons is that the heart of the child is very clean. That heart hasn't been tainted of the child, doesn't have malice in it, doesn't have envy, doesn't have jealousy, doesn't have pride, doesn't have self-conceit. It doesn't have all these evil qualities. So that heart of that child is very clean, very pure. As the child grows up now, is getting bigger and bigger, and these bad qualities start coming into that heart. So similarly, if a person, even if as an adult, if his heart is very clean, automatically people start taking towards him. People start liking that person. Why? He's got a very clean heart. So this heart is such a thing that we should always, like a magnet, if it's clean, if it's pure, if it's beautiful, people start liking that person, people start taking to that person. Why? Not for anything else, but because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah Pak is brimming in that person's heart. So that heart now is brimming with the love of Allah Pak, and Allah Pak makes it such that people are attracted. Therefore you find the awliya Allah, that people flock to them, people go to them, not because of their money, not because of their status, but just purely because of that love and that cleanliness of the heart that they have. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make it such that we are able to keep our hearts clean. If ever there is some story of any person, third party, and there is absolutely no benefit, then we should do as we learned in the previous hadith and the previous lessons. And if we are in a position to defend that brother, we should defend him. Otherwise, just try and stop that person. If we can't even do that, then what we should do is move ourselves away from there. Let us go do something else. If the topic changes, or some people are now at some other time they're talking about something that is better, then we can join them. But at that time, let us save this heart, let us save this mind, so that when we are able to, or when we have to present it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, it is pure, it is clean, it is shining, it is a beautiful heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.